Melinda Parker. Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A. Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. Ms. Parker is a 55-year-old woman, single, works for a chemical company, been pregnant 6 times, has had a tubal ligation. Comes in today because she has symptoms of urinary tract infection, period. She does have positive leukocytes and positive blood, period. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, period. She has a history of hypertension, blood pressure is elevated. Her last period was age 45, by the way. Patient's blood pressure is a little bit elevated today at 153 over 89. She says it's because she has a UTI. Normally, her blood pressure is okay in big letters. Patient also has a history of anxiety, hepatitis C, depression, anxiety. Sees a regular physician who gives him her following medication, Losartan, 20/25 hydrochlorothiazide once a day, Celexa 40 milligram, Diclonopin 0.5 milligram on a PRN basis. Once again, this is provided by a different physician. As far as her hepatitis C is concerned, she's been referred for that for a gastroenterologist, but has never had it done. I told her that's foolish because it can lead into all sort of problems with liver failure and death and hepatoma. She promises she'll think about it. Period. In the paragraph, her mom died of family history, CHF, dad died of lung cancer, no colon cancer, no breast cancer reported. Her recent lab, she has the blood work requisition in the car, hasn't done it. Mammogram has the requisition in the car, hasn't done it. Pap smear has the requisition in the car, hasn't done it. Colonoscopy, not interested. Cologuard has the box in her bathroom under her sink and hasn't done it. Patient should read the up system as above. She also has scheduled to see a urologist because she's having urinary symptoms or hasn't done it. Social, she smokes, doesn't want to quit, doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis, even though she did this weekend. Allergy, no known drug allergy. Examination, 181 pounds. Patient has gained 20 pounds. She wants to lose weight. We talked about GLP-1. She has thyroid cancer, and we did look at her thyroid so that there's no nodules or cysts noted. She will discuss that with her primary care physician. Anyway, 181 pounds, 97.5, 118, 71, 153 over 89. Heart positive, small positive, three lungs, three lung, abdomen soft, thick shows, no JVDs, skin shows, no rash, no mucosa with anesthesia, logical non-focal. Assessment number one, hypertension, elevated, must recheck. She believes it's related to urinary tract infection. We'll have her PCP recheck. Number two, hepatitis C, must see a gastroenterologist. We'll leave that for PCP. Next number, macrobiotic 100 milligram BID. Next number, lab, colonoscopy, urology consultation, mammogram, all has been ordered, but she hasn't done them yet. Next number, weight loss, we'll leave that for PCP regarding checking thyroid. Again, the blood requisition is in the car and possible GLP-1. Next number, we looked at her lower extremity in face of COPD and tobacco abuse, minimal to moderate PVD noted. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number, there's slight fatty liver. Next number, this may be related to hepatitis C. Next number, once again, must get that taken care of ASAP. Next number, carotid artery is within normal limits with no hemodynamically unstable lesions noted. Next number, thyroid without any nodules. Next number, there's no evidence of fibroids present in the uterus. Next number, ovaries were not seen. Next number, patient will follow up with her PCP. Was also told regarding the findings of the ultrasound today. Thank you.